Hello and welcome to Flow with Floyd. I am your host, and it is my platform to encourage you to pursue your life dreams, to empower and to inspire you to withstand the ebbs and flow of life on your journey towards success. With the proper mentality, success is inevitable. Without it, failure becomes reality. Welcome, kings and queens, to another episode of Flow with Floyd, where we encourage, equip, and empower you to recognize and walk within your own greatness. I am your host, and today's episode is devoted to knowing when it's time to stop giving advice. You know, for as long as I can remember, people have always asked me for my advice or my opinion. Even when I catch up with high school or college friends, they have a tendency to remind me of some advice that I gave them back in the day. I like giving advice, and if we had a genuine connection, you can come to me anytime for advice. However, as I grew in wisdom, I realized that it was in my best interest to stop giving advice to certain people. Today, I'm going to expose three types of people you need to stop giving advice to, like yesterday. So grab your favorite drink, sit back, relax, chill, and let's get it in. You know, one of the wiser decisions I ever made was when I stopped giving advice to a certain group of people. I stopped giving advice because it's time consuming, it's exhausting, and typically was a waste of my time. When you give advice, it requires careful thought, empathy, and understanding a person's situation. It's mentally and emotionally draining, especially when you're offering support or advice to people who know it all, hard-headed, or simply just don't get it. Now think about the people in your life that drains your energy, waste your time. Think about the ones who act like they know everything, but they fail to take action. Or those who simply don't understand. Now at some point in time, we all reached a point where we have expressed all that needs to be said. So the next step is on you. While we can't dictate others' actions, we do have the power to manage their access to us. The worst person that you can give any type of advice to, whether they ask for it or it's unsolicited, is people who think they know everything. To me, if a person thinks they know it all, I can't do nothing for you. Because they refuse to accept any type of guidance, suggestion, or advice. Talking to them at some point becomes pointless and is also often a waste of time. I mean, they constantly repeat, "I know, I know." And they won't shut up long enough to listen to rhyme or reason. My question to them is that if you know everything, why are you here talking to me about it? Because you have clearly expressed that you really don't want my advice. A few months ago, a situation unfolded between me and one of my college friends. You know, he called me one night and he wanted to seek my advice about how he was going to get from point A to point B. Now, this conversation has been had maybe three or four times over the past 5 years with the same advice each time. You know, but at some point, I was starting to get frustrated answering the same question or giving the same advice. So at this point in time when he called, I was already frustrated because I knew what the conversation was going to be about. I didn't want to answer the phone, but also I wanted to be supportive to my friend. Now, with every piece of advice I gave him, which is the same as it had always been, he kept responding with dismissing me, saying, "I know, I know, I know." So at this point, I'm ready to snap. And I asked him this question. And I simply said, "If you already know what you should be doing, why are you in the same place that you was 5 years ago?" Man, that must have pissed him off. Because he never answered the question. You know, he got into his feelings. He became defensive, raising his voice as if I cared. It got to a point I had to say, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, hold on, little fella. Take your time when you're talking to me. Remember who you're talking to." You know, I'm at that point where I'm really ready to snap. but I'm still trying to hold on because I knew what was coming next. But then I just lost it. I just flat out told him, bruh, you ain't never got to worry about me giving you advice again. Or better yet, do us both a favor. Go ahead and delete my number. That ended a 30-year friendship because there's one thing that I would not tolerate in my life is having my time wasted. And that's exactly what he's been doing for the past 5 years. When I give someone advice and all they do is respond with the proverbial dismissive, I know, all I know is time for me to shut up. Another group of people I don't give advice to are hard-headed people, simply because they don't listen and they don't learn. They keep doing the same thing over and over, expecting different results. They're going to do what they want to do and when they're going to want to do it, even if it's wrong. Hard-headed people, they hear what you're saying, but they're not listening. They may agree with your advice, but in the end, they never take it because they refuse to do things different. One thing this world teaches is that what works and what does not work. If it doesn't work and you keep doing the same things your way, you will be disappointed time and time again. I mean, have you ever gave advice to someone and they agreed with your advice, but when it was all said and done, they did exactly what they were not supposed to do? I love my sister, but she's hard-headed, and she is definitely on my no advice list. She comes to me for advice, and then she'll fully agree with this is the best course of action. And at the end of the day, she always went and get what we agreed on. Most of the time, she made matters even worse. Now, instead of having a problem solved, now she has two problems. You can take my advice, or you can leave it alone. Any way the wind blows is definitely cool with me. But if you come back to me with the same issue and I find out that you didn't listen to the advice they gave you before and you made matters worse, you're on your own. I've learned to avoid getting frustrated with hard-headed people. Instead, I just shrug it off. After all is said and done, everyone has the right to make their own decisions, even if it does not align with the advice that we give them. However, if someone continues to come back with the same issue, refusing to listen, refusing to learn, they only want to make matters worse, that's when I draw the line. I can't keep offering advice if it's not being taken seriously. At the end of the day, we all have the responsibility for our own actions and our decisions. The other night, I reached out to a good friend asking for his advice about a situation I found myself in. Now, going into the conversation, I had a few ideas floating around in my mind about how I wanted to handle the situation or what was the best thing for me, but I just wanted to get a different perspective. So I explained the situation to him, and then he started giving me his opinion and his feedback. With every option he gave, it didn't align with what I already had in my mind. He'd give me an option, and I'd denounce it. This went on for a couple of minutes until he realized exactly what was going on. And he told me flat out. He said, Floyd, you're not seeking my advice. You're seeking my validation because you already made up your mind on what you were going to do. So with that in mind, the third group of people that's on my no advice list are those who seek my advice solely to validate their intentions. They're not interested in any genuine feedback or guidance. They're only looking for an agreement, a green light, because they already know what they're going to do. Now, when giving advice, the first thing to consider is whether they want real input from me or validation. If it's the latter, I refuse to engage. I will listen, but I won't validate it, because just because we want validation does not mean that we need it, especially from other people. We often have a clear idea of what we want to hear, and immediately we become defensive if someone suggests something different than what we expected. If you're really looking for validation and don't tend to take my advice into suggestion, as it is your right to do so, then my response is always going to be, it's totally up to you. Well, kings and queens, that's all for today's episode of Flow with Floyd. Remember, there comes a time when we must stop providing guidance to those who may not truly value or appreciate it. This realization helped me set boundaries and prioritize my own well-being. By choosing to step back from offering advice, I found more energy and time to invest in relationships that are mutually supportive and fulfilling. It has allowed me to prioritize self-care and focus on my own personal growth journey. Sometimes, the smartest choice we can make is to recognize when it's time to step back and let others find their own path. It's not about withholding support, but rather empowering individuals to take ownership of their decisions and their actions. Join us next time as we continue to explore topics related to personal growth and empowerment. Thank you for listening to Flow with Floyd. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We welcome all comments and reviews. As always, please share this episode with someone who might benefit from its message. I am the Minister, Floyd Miley.
Flow with Floyd is part of the Family Reunion Network, where everyone is cooking up something.